From Spark and Anvil and Civic Forge, this is Telus in Chapter 1 of the Civic Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
On the low hill above the Youth Council Hall, an old tortoise named Telus knelt in the cool dirt and pressed a thumb-sized seed into the ground. She patted the soil flat. Then she sat back on her weathered shell and looked at the spot where, someday, a tree would be. A council kid who'd been sent to fetch her stood on the path, confused. "That's an oak, isn't it? Those take, what, 40 years to get big?"
60, Telus said, "for the good shade."
"But you won't..."
The kid stopped, embarrassed. "I won't sit under it, no."
Telus smiled, unbothered, and brushed dirt off her front leg. "I'm 109. I'll be long gone before this one throws a shadow worth having." She tapped the little mound. "So it's not for me. It's for whoever's standing here in 60 years, sweating on a hot afternoon, wishing for somewhere cool to sit. I don't know their name. I never will." She began slowly to fill in a small watering trench beside the seed. "But I can dig them a shady spot anyway."
The kid watched her work. No rush in it, no showing off, just steady care for a stranger who didn't exist yet.
"Why bother?" the kid said, "if you'll never even know it worked."
Telus finished the trench and looked up. "Somebody planted the tree I napped under as a hatchling," she said. "They didn't know me either. And here I am." She got to her feet, one careful leg at a time. "That's the whole trick, little one. Plant trees you will never sit under."
Telus had learned that on the same hill from her grandmother when she was small and easily hurt. She'd been furious that day. A storm had knocked down the oldest tree in the grove, the wide one their whole family had gathered under for as long as anyone could remember, and Telus had cried the ugly, hiccuping cry of a young thing who has just found out that good things end. Her grandmother hadn't told her not to cry. She'd sat in the wet grass beside her, shell to shell, and let her.
"It's not fair," Telus had gulped. "Somebody grew it for us, and now it's just gone. All that time wasted."
"Was it?" Her grandmother nodded at the fallen giant. "Count the rings sometime. That tree fed the soil under it for 200 years. It shaded 4 families of us. Every acorn it ever dropped is out there being another tree."
She'd rested a wrinkled foot on the young Telus's hell. The person who planted it never sat under it once. Storm was coming for it before they were born. A pause. "And they planted it anyway. Knowing all that, why do you think they'd do such a thing?"
Telus, still sniffling, hadn't known.
"Because the land outlasts every one of us," her grandmother said gently. "The only question that matters in the whole long end of things is this. Did you leave it richer when you found it?" The crying slowed. The grief didn't leave, but it changed shape. It stopped feeling like loss and started feeling like something Telus loved to be part of. A long, patient chain of hands, each one setting up the next.
She came to the youth council as an elder already, mended vest patched at the shoulder, in no hurry at all. Liberty, who kept the council's traditions, met her at the door and asked the question the council asked everyone. "What is stewardship?" Telus didn't reach for a speech. She held up a hand and asked instead for a piece of chalk and the council's biggest slate. At the far left of the slate, she drew a small mark, "Today," and beside it, a cheerful little building. "Cheap to build," she said. "Everyone's pleased." Then she walked her chalk slowly to the right, drawing years as she went, and at the far edge, she drew the same building sagging, its roof caved. Nobody set aside money to fix the roof. 50 years on, it costs 10 times more, and it falls on someone who never got a vote in it. She stepped back. Stewardship is asking the question most rooms skip. Not what's easy today. What does this look like in 50 years? 100? Who's standing in the shadow of it then? Liberty studied the slate for a long moment. "You hold the long view," she said. "You close the cast circle. Take the elder seat."
Tellus's workshop was full of slow-growing things and a wall of long cards, each one traced far off to the right. A worried kid came in one afternoon, a council report crumpled in her fist. "They want to cut the money that keeps the town's old water pipes fixed," she said. "It saves a lot now, and everyone says yes, but it feels wrong, and I can't say why, and I sound like I'm just being difficult."
"You're not being difficult." Tellus pulled a long blank card from the wall. "You're missing a number. Here, draw it with me." She handed the kid the chalk. "Draw the money we save this year." The kid drew a fat, happy pile. "Good. Now walk it right. 10 years. The pipes, undrained of care, began to rust in the kid's own drawing. 20. A leak. 30. The kid's hand slowed. She drew a burst main, a flooded street, a repair bill that dwarfed the happy pile at the start. "Oh," the kid whispered. "That O is the whole job," Tellus said warmly. "The savings were real, but they were borrowed from a kid who isn't born yet, who will pay them back with interest and a wet basement." She set the card on the wall beside the others. "Now, sometimes the long view says the opposite. Sometimes it says spend, and spend bravely now. Plant the slow tree, lay the good pipe, protect the wild land, because the gift only lands if you start it today. Stewardship isn't never change anything. It's carrying the 50-year question into the room and making it stand up next to the easy one." The kid uncrumpled her report and smoothed it flat. "So I don't have to prove they're wrong," she said slowly. "I just have to make them look down the road." "That's it. Bring the far end back to the table." Tellus's eyes crinkled. "Loudly, if you have to."
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Tellus. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.